أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فجعلناها نكالا لما بين يديها وما خلفها وموعظة للمتقين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded the Bani Israel, and mentioning it in the Quran reminds us of that instant when the Bani Israel in the time of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam made their own planning, and they went and fish on the fish. They were prohibited to fish on a Saturday, and they made the plan of damming the fish on that day and then fishing them on the next day, the Sunday. So this was all their own planning, and consequently Allah Ta'ala had changed their forms into monkeys. From here, the great lesson that we learn, a very important lesson, that the minute we leave the commands of Allah and we start following our nafs, man-made laws, other things, etc., then this is the starting, which is called, of this transformation, which is first of all ma'anawi. That is, that firstly a person starts changing in his qualities. For example, he was kind-hearted, now he becomes hard-hearted. He was humble, now he becomes proud. He had a love of akhirat, now love of dunya overtakes him. All the wrong things. The minute a person leaves the commands of Allah, doesn't subject himself totally to the commands of Allah, goes according to his own thinking, according to man-made laws, then that happens immediately. And it starts moving on until perhaps the time comes when even his outward form is changed already. So all this Allah Ta'ala says the purpose of it, and this is the most important thing. فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا. پھر کیا ہم نے اس کو ایک واقعہ عبرت کا. We made this a lesson, or a great lesson. لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا. ان لوگوں کے لیے جو وہاں تھے اور جو پیچھے آنے والے تھے. For those people who were there at that time, that is these people who got changed and transformed into monkeys, and the people who lived around there, it was a lesson for them and for the people to come of later times, for us also. This is in the Quran Sharif, which it is mentioned, and by that it makes it absolute, there is no doubt about it. Otherwise, history books also bear this instance, and the scriptures of the other Anbiya also bear the bear testimony to this instance. So this is that Allah made it a lesson for those people who were around there, those who got involved and were changed into monkeys, etc. Though for them it was a great warning, and it was a lesson for the other people who are on righteousness. Let's see what happened to them. A person who is an honorable person, when the minute he sees something happen to somebody else, he doesn't become happy about it. He doesn't, but he himself takes lesson from there. This can happen to me also. These people got involved in these problems. They landed up in jail, they landed up in drug, in rehab centers, etc. So the year of that, the wise person is he who takes a lesson. This can happen to me, it can happen to my family, it can happen to my children. It isn't an occasion that we take joy out of it and we glee about it. Let's see what happened to them. Not at all. It is that we take a lesson. So this that Allah changed those people into monkeys, it isn't that we just become happy about it, but that we take a lesson from there. So whatever difficulties come upon any person, upon any nation, a wise person is he who will take lesson from there. وَمَوْعِذَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ or نَسِيحَةً دَرْنَي وَالُوْ كَي وَاسْتَي. And they take advice, nasihat from there, and these will be those people who have got taqwa in them. They will always take a lesson from all these things. And whatever is happening, it won't be just a news item that this happened today, yeah, that happened there today, but a person will take lesson for himself. What must I do to safeguard myself? This can happen to me also. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali Gangohi, whatever conditions, like somebody, a beggar came to him or anything else, he showed great sympathy for those people. And he should say, it was Allah could have put me in that person's place, and that person could be in my place. Today that a person is living with respect, honor, his needs are being fulfilled, everything. And there are so many people who are so desperate out there. We could have been in their place and they could have been in our place. So a person should take lesson from this, make tawbah, istighfar, and be sure. And the bottom line is that we subject ourselves to the laws of Allah. Don't go to our own type of thinking, and even worse, thinking of other people and thinking and planning of atheists and non-believers. And we make their law more superior than the law of Allah. This is the starting when a person is gone off track already. So Allah's law we must follow, and that is where Allah will give barakat. A person's brains will become more sharper. There will be barakat in his life. There will be rahmat, mercy of Allah. There will be hifazat, Allah's protection for him, for this world also and for the akhirat. Otherwise a person starts going into, for example, insurance policies. A person will start paying protection fees to gangsters, that you must protect me, etc. All this is going offline. But the right thing is trust in Allah. Put your full trust in Allah Ta'ala. And there must be no weakness in that yaqeen and trust of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise a person falls prey to all other types of not only haram things but the most stupid things. And his mind becomes completely turned over and he thinks wrong things. And he then worse still, he thinks the wrong is right. And the right people, he thinks them that they are wrong. Like what Allah has explained, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam's instances also. The vast majority of people should regard them, that is the Anbiya and their followers, that they are in wrong. And they passed all terrible remarks also about them. About Lut alayhi salam, for example, when he stopped his people from homosexuality, they told that Lut is a person and his followers, they got a holier than thou attitude. They are saying that they are very pure and we are sinners. And in this way they made that smoke screen to turn the attention of people from reality. So a person's mind becomes completely perverted when he, as soon as he leaves the commands of Allah, follows his own whims and fancies, laws of atheists and kuffar, laws of people who deny Allah. When he follows that, then complete destruction comes to a person. May Allah protect us, guide us to righteousness, and open our minds to the truth and our hearts, all that we have full trust on Allah and the commands and the promises of Allah Ta'ala. SubhanAllah.